And if that story did not fill you with joy, how about this next effort from the day-to-day assignment desk? The oldest operating McDonald's celebrates its 50th birthday this month. To mark the occasion, a local preservationist has been leading bus tours throughout Southern California, exploring the humble roots of one of the world's biggest corporations. Assignment desk, take it away.
This is Alex Cohen, fresh off the unofficial McDonald's history tour. My tour guide du jour was 32-year-old Chris Nichols, who's dressed as a makeshift crew member. He sports a McDonald's paper hat, a Golden Arches shirt patch, and a bolo tie featuring Speedy, the original McMascot. Nichols' focus is the McDonald's brothers, Richard and Maurice, who started the chain well before businessman Ray Kroc bought the franchise and turned it into an international force. Nichols became friends with Richard McDonald shortly before he passed away.
And I felt that his story wasn't really being told, and that the brother's story was really unknown, and that Ray Kroc was getting all the spotlight.
We board the tour bus, and the eight-hour adventure that follows is one part history lesson and one part Rocky Horror Picture Show. Nichols spouts out McTrivia at the front of the bus, and 40 tour goers eagerly respond.
Here we are in Downey. Off to your left is store number 3, opened August 18, 1953, at the corner of Lakewood and Florence Boulevard in Downey. Take a look at that. What a beaut.
Nichols tells the story of two Irish immigrant brothers who came to Southern California and opened up a movie theater. The theater was a flop, but the brothers noticed that a hot dog stand nearby was making big bucks. So the McDonald's opened their own drive-in restaurant that eventually led to a restaurant with no plates, no silverware, and no waitresses. Nichols shows a picture of McDonald's first big night.
There it is, reopening. This is December 22nd, 1948. Look at the Klieg lights, look at the scene here.
But that was 55 years ago, Nichols says. Much has changed since then, and many McHistory landmarks are no more.
One of the things I want to tell you about today's tour is that a lot of it will be taking place in your mind.
So he invites tourgoers to imagine what these places once looked like instead. While passing a strip mall, we try to envision the movie theater the McDonald's brothers opened that once stood there. We stop at the first McDonald's store. It's now home to a Mexican fast food business called Juan Pollo. But there are still some remnants of the day left in Southern California, including several special guests.
And look, I think at the 1 o'clock position, I think I see somebody.
Mildred Kobzeff was an usherette at the McDonald Brothers movie theater and a car hop at their first drive-in restaurant. Kobzeff remembers one customer who she suspects was a bit sweet on her.
He wanted to impress me. I think he had kind of a crush on me. And so he lassoed the bumper of a car full of people and dragged it across the parking lot.
The McDonald's of this tour is a happy, wholesome restaurant, but that isn't where the story of the Golden Arches ends, and vegetarian tourgoer Laureen Harding knows it. She says she can't stand McDonald's corporate dominance throughout the world, but she couldn't wait to go on the tour. At a stop at the first store in San Bernardino, Harding says she can't remember the last time she set foot in a Mickey D's.
I mean, I guess maybe I'd go get a McVeggie burger or something, but I haven't been in one in a very long time, and I don't know if I'll ever go back. But I think it's wonderful to be able to explore, like, where this came from and how Southern California shaped the world, for better or for worse.
Tour leader Chris Nichols won't offer too much of an opinion about the McDonald's of the 21st century. He just hopes that the next time his tour goers step into a McDonald's, they'll remember the story of two Irish brothers who came out to California and changed the world. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.
And this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.